Classmates 3, Students' Book. Unit 4, Skills in Action. Exercise 2.
Warrior Training in the Wild East. English teenager Bill Sanford has just returned from the adventure holiday of a lifetime. He spent a week training like a Mongolian warrior. Here are some of his best memories of the week.
Monday, I landed in Mongolia this morning, and at the airport I met the other members of the group. We're from different parts of the globe, but one thing has brought us together. We all want to experience the life of a Mongolian warrior. I've always been interested in Genghis Khan, Mongolia's most famous warrior, and this week I'm going to live like a warrior in his army. Tuesday, after spending the night in a gur, a large circular tent, we all got a shock when our camp leader woke us up at dawn. Then we put on a traditional Mongolian robe called a dil and drank some horse milk for breakfast. Afterwards, it was time to learn our first skill, horse riding. Mongol horses are very strong and don't get tired easily. So we rode for hours. Wednesday. Today we had our first archery lessons. Genghis Khan's warriors were famous for their archery skills. They used small bows so that they could shoot while they were on horseback. We practiced from a standing position, of course, but even that wasn't easy. At the start, most of my arrows missed completely, but I eventually hit the target a few times. Thursday. During peacetime, Genghis Khan's warriors wrestled so that they could stay strong and ready for battle. Wrestling is still very popular in Mongolia. The aim of Mongolian wrestling is to make your opponent touch the ground with anything other than his feet. You always have to show respect, though. The winner must always help the loser get back on his feet. Friday. Today we got a chance to test all the warrior skills we've learnt so far. It was the first day of Nardam, Mongolia's largest annual festival. People compete in Mongolia's three national sports: horse racing, archery, and wrestling. The locals were surprised to see a group of foreigners taking part, but they cheered for us when we started competing. I took part, but I didn't do very well. I loved the experience and wished I didn't have to leave.